and organizing a fundraiser to support your cause. You ask an AI model 15 questions about the best way to fundraise. Then you make 10 attempts at an image for your flyer. Here they're talking about using an AI, generative AI engine to make images. Then you make 10 attempts at an image for your flyer before you get one you are happy with, and 3 attempts at a 5-second video to post on Instagram. Again, that's, again, talking about generative AI services to make a video. Here's what Tech Review says. You would use about 2.9 kilowatt hours of electricity, enough to ride over 100 miles on an e-bike, or around 10 miles in the average electric vehicle. And that's 60 kilometers on an e-bike or 6 kilometers in the average electric vehicle. Or that's enough electricity to run the microwave for, take a guess, over 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours of microwave use in order to ask the AI a few questions, make a couple of attempts at a slop image, and then to create a slop video. And later in the article, it says, the researchers were clear that adoption of AI and the accelerated server technologies that power it have been the primary force causing electricity demand from data centers to skyrocket after remaining stagnant for over a decade. Between 2024 and 2028, the share of U.S. electricity going to data centers may triple from its current 4.4% to 12%. So Tech Review, their best research, predicts that by 2028, 12% of all U.S. electricity could be going to the big tech data centers where they're creating slop to ruin the internet. And so just think about that. And I don't say this that, you know, if you use AI to ask a question, you're a bad person. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we should get clear on what the system is and what it's doing to our society, to our power grid, and how that rebounds onto all of us when we're told not to turn our AC too high on a hot day because it's unspoken. We have to protect the power grid for the big tech companies. That's where we're headed. And that, friends, that is why we need other networks. And I thank Lori Emerson again for being on the show. And if you want links to Lori's site and the book and this Tech Review piece, go find the playlist at tectonic.fm, T-E-C-H, tonic.fm. And you can also reach me at mark@wfmu.org. And let's imagine better networks. Let's imagine a better future that is free from the hegemony and the general destruction of these big tech, monopolistic, unethical beasts. And if we work together, we can do that. I do have some homework for you for next time, friends. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, friends, get off Google. And I want you to stay tuned for Dave Mandel, who I'm sure you can handle. He's got a show called It's Complicated. It's a prog rock show. He's coming right up in a couple of minutes. And I do want to remind you that you are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I've got one more Kirk Pearson song to play for you. As I said at the beginning of the show, our new theme song is composed by Kirk. And now I want to finish with a song called Modem of Home, which you heard just a few seconds of at the beginning of the interview. And I thought it'd only be fair, since we're going to be using this at the beginning of interviews, for you to hear the whole thing. So here it is, friends. And hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time.
So many notes, so many notes. Welcome, greetings, and thanks for tuning in to this week's installment of It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here at this time every Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. In case you don't know, our summer schedule is in effect. It started, a couple weeks ago now. So if you're still baffled by who is on when here on the FMU schedule, feel free to go over to our website, WFMU.org, and check it out. Monday evenings are Monday all day, I think. The entire Monday schedule is unchanged. So we're all safe and sound till September when the next schedule change happens. Anyway, I'm going to dive right into the first track. Tonight we're going to hear from a German group, an early 70s German group called Eilif. That's E-I-L-I-F-F, if you're keeping score. You can follow the playlist, the so-called ACU playlist, and also check in, say hello, if you want, on the WFMU ACU playlist / comments board. Go to our website, WFMU.org, click on the link that says playlists and comments, and it'll take you there. And now we go to Germany for this brief message.
I'm
And that's music from a German group called Eilif, E-I-L-I-F-F. And that's a track off their first album, released in, I think, 1971. And it is available, it was reissued, I believe, as part of a twofer. So I think it's available on CD in a package with their second record, which is called Girls. Eilif and Uzek of Regal 4, approximately, title of that track. We'd go to take a short trip. I'm trying to remember my European geography. Bear with me. Short trip west, I think, to Paris. And we're going to hear a group called Lady With. And this is a big, big symphonic outfit. And you know, on this program, less is less. The bigger, the better. And this is a really large group. Lovely, as I said, symphonic or orchestral outfit, orchestral outfit. Again, a group called Lady With, and we're going to hear, what are we going to hear, you may ask? These Few Moments With You, I believe, is the track that I was planning to play. So let's go with that one. This is the group Lady With. Thank you. And music there from the group Lady With. They are from Paris, France. And we heard a track from a 2014 release. Catch my breath. 2014 release called The Lady With the Monkey. Cover of the CD has a photo of a woman with a monkey smoking a cigarette. Just thought you might want to know. And we heard, what did we hear? I already forgot. These Few Months With You was the track I played there. And we're going to, I guess, stick around in Europe and go south, definitely south now, to Italy. Where would this show be without Italian groups, without Italian music? This show would be out of business, I think, without Italy, which you know, prog rock is one of the main exports, one of the main crops of Italy. And that's good. That's good for us. So we're going to hear a group called La Coscienza di Zeno. And this is going to be a track from a self-titled album from a few years ago, I think 2018 or so. And it sounds like this.
Fissava le donne, ma senza più voglie, e stava lì ritto dal muro di cinta, spegnendo la cicca premuta col tacco, sembrava attendesse che come parlassi di altro. L'alterità ti preclude di essere te stesso e di essere comunque un altro da te.
And a track there from the Italian group La Conscienza di Zeno, a song called Gatto Lupesco, Wolf Cat, right? I think that would be in English, from a self-titled album released a few years ago, I think 2018. I think I said 2018 was the year. I'm going to stick, that's my story, and I'm going to, you know. And thank you, listener DJ Lorraine, on the comments board for reminding me. I wanted to mention a few notable said celebrity deaths, musician deaths. Of course, last week we lost Sly and Brian Wilson, and I mean, I can't both you know, very beloved of me, and I can't really make an excuse. I can't really find any way to squeeze either Sly and the Family Stone or the Beach Boys into this show. However, this was probably the only show on this station last week that didn't do a Brian Wilson special, and I'm not complaining. Just absolutely wonderful. There were a dozen, two dozen, three dozen Brian Wilson specials aired here on FMU and on the various streams, the Drummer Stream. Tony Coulter on the Drummer Stream did a Brian Wilson special. Dave the Spaz did one. Lots of people did them, and they were great. And really, really, I was thrilled that the station, you know, rose to that occasion. Brian Wilson deserved all that attention and more. And today, just a couple hours ago, I learned that Mick Ralphs has died. Mick Ralphs, I have a weak spot for Mick Ralphs. Well, I mean, he was a guitarist in Motha Hoople and Bad Company, two bands I love. And I could almost justify playing Bad Company on this show because, of course, the bass player in Bad Company, Boz Burrell, was a former King Crimson member. So you can trace a dotted line from Mick Ralphs to King Crimson, but I won't do that. But I want to say RIP to those three musical giants. All right, and move on. We're going to hear music from an odd group called Secret Chiefs 3. Now, I'm getting myself tied into knots even attempting to describe. Basically, these guys changed their name and played under various like disguises, let's call them, did different kinds of music and sort of pretended to be different kinds of groups in their lifetime. And they were led by a guy named Trace Bruant, I believe is his name, keyboard player who has worked with John Zorn and lots of other people. And the track I'm going to play comes from, oddly enough, a fake Italian film soundtrack. It's not a real soundtrack. These guys are from San Francisco, I think. And so sort of their fake Italian horror film soundtrack. This is Secret Chiefs 3.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. Two very cinematic tracks there. We heard just a second ago from the group Ghost Rhythms. They are from France, Paris, in fact, another Parisian group, yeah, and a track called I Did Not from an album called Madeline, and that album is a tribute, an homage, an homage, I think they say, to Vertigo, to the film Vertigo. And a beautiful record it is, and another very, very large group, maybe 15, 16 members. Don't make me count them in that band. Ghost Rhythms. Before that, again, we heard Secret Chiefs 3 and a track from an imaginary Italian film, a disc, a CD called Le Mani Destra Decise degli Ultimi Uomini. I hope none of my Italian friends heard that. And that's what we have heard up till now. Let's come crawling back, swimming back, I suppose, to the U.S. We're going to hear a band I've played before, but I'm going to play them again, just like that. This is Free Salamander Exhibit. Music there from the group Free Salamander Exhibit, who are a spin-off of the great American prog group Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. Oh, God, I almost forgot their name. And I'm just barely going to fit this last track in the show, so let me jump into it. This is going to be a definite change of pace, some electronic Tangerine Dream-esque music from a guy named Harold Grosskopf.
Thank you.
And as this track winds down, we're listening, we've been listening to Harold Grosskopf, a track called 1847 Earth from the album Synthesist, released in 1980 on the Sky, the Great Sky label. And that's going to do it for me. Let's get in one last note. Thanks for listening, folks. The pleasure has been all mine. See you next time. If you're in the heat zone here, stay cool. Keep the AC on. See you next week. You're tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stashu's next. Daniel Blumen has the night off. Filling in for Daniel at 9 p.m. will be none other than Jason Siegel. Don't miss it. Stashu's next. Have a great week.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dance with Me Stanley Show. But today, it's even more exciting. Why is it so exciting? Well, because it's Dingus Day. What the heck is Dingus Day? Oh, well, you'll find out soon enough. But in the meanwhile, why don't you get up and dance? Well, you don't even have to get up. You can just pretend you're dancing. Okay, here's your cue. welcome, welcome, welcome to, wow, it's Dingus Day, and I'm Stashu, and I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to have you tuning in. All right, folks, you're tuned into WFMU, WFMU.org, and we're here, and I am so excited to present to you the Dingus. We all know that Dance With Me Stanley is your number one source for questionable facts, and today's guest is a once-in-a-year appearance straight from the foggy bogs of folklore, the one and only Dingus. Dingus, what do you have to say? I just can't seem to catch the Dingus. Well, I guess we're going to have to play some more music. Maybe the Dingus will come over here. Hey, you Dingus!